Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is it rude to ask someone to be an alternate bridesmaid? A mixed listener needs your advice on how to avoid a wedding disaster, and pretty quick, because her wedding is just like weeks away. We're going to read the message that she sent us. We're also going to see if you can help coming up.
I love you, but you're my backup.
You're right.
You're the replacement. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and producer Dave's in the studio. What's the full story?
Okay, here it is. We got a message on Facebook, which you can send us messages to on Facebook. Just let us know what's going on in your life if you ever need help. And we've got great listeners. Everybody, all our mixed family is awesome to give advice. We do this quite a bit. And this one starts by saying, "Hey, Elizabeth and Radar, really nervous. I'm getting married in 3 weeks. That's like August 3rd. The planning was going fine with just a few things here and there that stressed me out. Well, now I've got a huge problem. One of my bridesmaids just backed out." Isn't that like every bride's fear that a bridesmaid's going to back out?
Well, but it depends on the reason.
All right, well, here's this. She said she's a great friend I went to college with. That's why I asked her to stand up. But she got a new job offer, requires a big move. And, well, she's going to miss my wedding because of the new job, the transfer and all that. She felt terrible, but I said, hey, you have to advance your career. It's your life. So go ahead and do it. The problem is this. I have four groomsmen and now three bridesmaids. We can't have a lopsided bridal party, God forbid, and I don't want it to look like I couldn't find four friends to be in my bridal party. Oh. When I started planning the wedding, though, I wanted to ask a few other sort of close friends, but at the time, we just wanted to keep the wedding party small. Well, now, I feel like I'm screwed. What am I going to do? I know it's last minute, but would it be rude to ask someone to kind of be a stand-in or a backup bridesmaid? Thank you, and we're going to call her Backup Bridget.
Backup Bridget.
It's wrong, man.
What's wrong?
You can't do that. That's devaluing your friends. It's one thing if you're like an alternate on a sports team, right? And you're like, okay, if someone gets injured, you get to come in. But like for something that's like actually life, I feel like that really shows the true colors of the friendship. I feel like it would hurt more to be a backup bridesmaid than just be invited to the wedding.
Elizabeth, what do you think?
It's all how you ask. Okay. To say, hey, you're my backup, that's not really going to make your friend feel special. But anyone that's been involved with weddings knows that you're limited when it comes to how many people you can have. What if you're marrying someone that only has, maybe they're an only child,
yeah,
and the groom doesn't have a lot of people on that side, and you wanted to have more on yours, but you felt like you couldn't because then you have 10 on yours and 3 on his. So I feel like she needs to go to her backup friend, I guess that's the best way to call it right now on the radio, and explain to her, look, I wanted you to be a part of my day, but we were limited to how many that we could have. Now that Allison can't be in the wedding anymore, I would be honored if you'd stand up there with me. I understand it's short notice.
It's really short notice.
If it's your true friend, and I mean that, if you're really friends with this person, what are they going to care? I've had friends that have said, hey, my dinner plan's canceled tonight. I'm free. Let's get together. Cool. And no way am I going to say, well, why wasn't I your first dinner plan?
I just
want to see my friend.
I say they just lop off the one groomsman and maybe give him a different thing
usher
to do. Hey, we're going to have three ushers. Sorry, guys. I mean,
because the guy won't care.
No, the guy won't care. This is too late.
Interesting. You say lop off a groomsman.
Yeah.
Dave says you can't do it at all.
Keep it the way it is right now.
And I'm totally different and say, yeah, ask your friend.
All right. So let us know. Backup Bridget needs your advice. 414-799-1099.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.